Happening, Grace.
Hey.
Did you rerun bioanalyzer stuff?
I did, yeah.
Did it work?
Yes. Yeah.
Cool.
Good. Yeah. Bioanalyzer is very particular.
Allele filtering, but the alleles are like minor allele frequencies, not like only keep this allele.
Welcome to This Week in Pubathon, Episode 10, The Transition, where we hear a recap of the last Friday's Pubathon and the first Monday's.
Those real quick, grab some points. Maybe somebody can yell out all these other points if somebody sees them on the Slack. We have Sam, read paper in entirety. Yes, no score.
I did it. So 10 of 10.
All right, good job. Yamini did it. What's Yamini? What did Yamini give herself today? Anybody yell it out? Seven. All right, Matt, what did he give himself? Looks like an 8. And we have Shelly. What'd Shelly give herself?
5.
What?
5.
5, that's right. Right. Laura, how'd you do this week?
I did all right. I'll give myself an 8.
Steven. Work on only gen paper intro? No. Get max cell data? Maybe like a tenth of that time. Put some discussion? No. Oh my God, that's awful, Steven. So I give myself 2 points. Catherine. She gives herself one point. Is that right?
Correct.
I feel like we should grade Catherine on a curve.
Why is that?
She always gives herself very low scores. Yeah.
Hey, that's her choice.
That's true. She doesn't want to win, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Grace, how about you?
I did nothing, so 0, but I did listen to the podcast.
All right. Well, that's good because you got bonus points. So then you've already scored more than 3 of the people just by listening to the podcast. or posting a picture of it.
Well, along those lines, I mean, who listens to podcasts? It didn't seem like anyone posted any picture of their apps, so it suggests that.
Well, it could have been they just didn't want the bonus point. Maybe they just felt like it was they listened to them all 10 times and just felt like that was an inappropriate way to game the system.
I tried to find the podcast on my podcast player, but I couldn't. Is that something other people encountered?
No, you can't search for it.
Is there a trick?
You have to use a specific. You have to have been following the Slack and do it the way I instructed people to do it. It's not in. Okay. You can't search for it. You have to put the URL in yourself. That's why you get so many points if you did.
I see.
It.
Oh, I didn't realize it was as specific as even with the This Week in Pubathon playing. Whoa. Okay.
Where are we now? We were at Aiden. What did Aiden give himself?
10.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Allele filtering, but the alleles are like minor allele frequencies, not like only keep this allele.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd have to look at the VCF file to remember. But what's the bigger picture of why you're trying to filter?
So I'm running BS Snipper to identify SNPs in my whole genome bisulfite data set. And then the goal is if I can identify CT SNPs, then when I have my list of differentially methylated loci, I can say, is this DML also in like a SNP position? And if that's the case, like maybe genetics have something to do with that methylation pattern more than like a treatment effect.
Yeah, but in actuality, you mean you want to find any SNP at a cytosine beside a guanine, right? you know, yes, necessarily just care about C to T. You care about a C to G and a C to A.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so just any C.
Any C, yeah.
Yeah. So
I was just looking at, I was looking at the like discussion I had posted about like BS snipper parameters. I think Kevin referenced CT snips. And so I was like, oh,
yeah,
CT snips.
Well, my hope is a VCF, I don't know if this is true, but you could use bed tool. Can you use VCFs and bed tools and just do an intersection? That would work, right?
Please. I would assume so.
You might be able to like convert the VCF to a bed file. And yeah. Then,
yeah.
Yeah.
I can pull up one of my VCF files and just see what it looks like.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Bed tools intersects works with bed, GFF, and VCF. So it would work. The VCF would directly work. Did you hear that, Yamini, when you were getting your phones on?
Oh, no, I did not. What?
The intersect bed works with VCFs.
Oh, okay. So I could just do like a intersect bed with like a list of all CPGs.
Yeah, I mean, it still doesn't answer your question. How do you filter your VCF to only be size? But I mean, that's pretty easy too, actually, because you could just put where all your, you've already got your CG track, you intersect that with your, you use that as intersect too, because you can do multiple intersects. So bam, bam, bam.
Yeah. So that's right. So wait, let's clarify. I have my VCF, right? And I would just intersect that with the CG track. And then that'll tell me if any of those SNPs are next to, any of those SNPs that have been identified are at
CPG. At loci.
Yeah.
But what I was also thinking is, I think in the new in bed tools, you could do it all in one step, the DMLs, the CG.
Oh, yeah.
So you wouldn't have to,
you can like pipe that bed tools intersect into like another bed tools intersect. Yeah. Okay, cool. So that solves my issue. I don't have to filter then. I just need to get the CG track.
Yeah. Right.
Great. Awesome.
Exactly. And
the genomic resource has been updated for the new genome.
It's getting there. It does not have a CG track yet, though.
Okay.
But it hopefully will.
Cool. That solves all my issues.
Not all your
issues. So that would. But what if there's a variant that converts from like a, it's something else to a CG? Cytosine? Yeah. So I can share you what the VCF file looks like, and there are, I can't remember what each column represents, but.
Yeah, I guess like I.
You guys seeing the Sublime, the text file here?
No, we're seeing
PDF.
What's happening? I keep clicking what I want and then it flips to something else. It's very annoying. Nope, did it again. Anyway, you can keep talking. I'll tell you when.
Well, I guess my question is, if it's, you know, the SNP is converting, like, let's say like something to a cytosine, right? Like, if that would only matter if that's like a CPG site, right? Like a CG site, right? Like if it's like a cytosine next to like a T, right? Like it wouldn't matter for.
Well, it could, but I mean, I think the bigger question is if you're not calling it in, if you're just doing it to distinguish your DMLs, you ask the question, are you even going to get that in a DML? And my guess is likely not.
Yeah.
Because you have to have coverage in both samples. You have to have some kind of mutual coverage, right?
Yeah, like I would have to have, the way I have methyl kit set up, I would have to have coverage in all 24 samples.
Yeah. And if you didn't have a CPG in one of your populations, then you couldn't get any coverage. Yeah. Is that true? Yes.
So it would basically be if there's like some sort of SNP that is consistent amongst all the samples, then like maybe, but
yeah,
I don't, yeah.
But again, this is the kind of the simple part of the gene. I mean, this is kind of the unexciting part of this, the genotype work. The more interesting stuff is to look if there's relatedness, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And like BS Snipper doesn't do that, but the EpiDiverse pipeline does that. And then Kevin was saying RAMLOS does that. But I figured I would start here.
Yeah.
Because it seemed the easiest to figure out now that I have installed everything I needed to install. So,
all right. So this is the VCF, Laura.
Yeah, it's the VCF. So I'm trying to just look up really quickly what exactly all the columns mean, but I think this might be.
That's complex.
Yeah, but I think what you want to look at is just the first. So contig zero, blah, blah, blah. This is the locus. I think this might, the T might represent the reference site. I think the G is the allele.
Yeah.
And then if you look at the next locus, there's G and then the T or an A. So you could try to filter for loci that are like, I don't know, that would be hard though, because you don't know what's next to it.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think the intersect using bed tools is probably the simplest way, because then you can, you know what's next to it.
Mm-hmm.
You can set that.
Yeah. Cool. That works. I know this bed, the BS Snipper script that Mac posted on that GitHub discussion that I have also has, I guess, there's another Perl script in her workflow called filter CG snip Perl. So I might also see if I can look at that.
There's no way that's going to be easier than an intersect bed.
Not unless the script is already written and all I have to do is plug it in.
Right. But then you got to open it up in IGV to check it anyway, because you're not going to trust it.
That's true. Okay. Bed tools intersected it. Well, that answers my current question.
You had also an issue about your mitochondria, right?
Yeah. There's super minimal methylation, but it exists. So I don't know what to do.
What is, how's minimal?
Here, let me pull it up. Yeah, so I used the 5x bed graphs that I forgot I had and looked at the samples, the mitochondrial sequence. Okay, so let's see, can I reset this? Share my screen. Okay, can you see that?
Yep.
All right, so these are 5x bed graphs. This is the Manchester data. This is the mitochondrial genome sequence. And there's this region right here where there are little blips for basically each sample, where there is something that mapped that is methylated, but it's very minimal. And so I don't know if I need to just remove these areas from the data, or just not think about them, or bump up coverage even more and see if they disappear.
No, I wouldn't worry about it too much. I mean, you got a little bit of, show me a regular chromosome.
Yeah. So a regular chromosome would be like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's it's basically nothing,
basically
but it
nothing.
Is something. And so I just
because you don't have 100% efficiency. I mean, there's some kind of, right. I mean, is this spiked with lambda phage?
Yes, maybe.
If it is,
I have to go back and check.
Then you can calculate the bisulfite conversion efficiency. And, I'm sure it's something like 98 or 99%,
yeah.
But that still allows for a little bit of,
bit of error.
Yeah. So I would just keep moving. I mean, there's nothing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great. So those are really all my questions then.
If one doesn't have lambda spiked, can you estimate conversion efficiency from the mitochondrial methylation rate?
Yes.
Sandy.
Yep.
You could even compare your mitochondrial methylation rate to the lambda stuff and see if they're the same. Be like, it'd basically be confirming the use of mitochondria DNA.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good idea.
Well, according to my BS snipper error log, the process is almost done. So I might actually have a VCF. Live science.